أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام قولا من رب الرحيم. وامتاز اليوم أيها المجرمون. ألم عهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم. ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the people of Jannah and the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them. This first ayah is a continuation of that. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Salam, that is peace, a word from the Lord, the Rabb, the Sustainer, Rahim, who is most kind. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about almost the ultimate of all the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the people of Jannah. We find in some ahadith that when the people of Jannah have gathered, then above them they would see this noor, this light that will prevail upon them. Certain riwayats have it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His nur and His tajalli will be on a cloud, and the malaika will also accompany Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then these people of Jannah will begin to look up, and then at that time the salam, the peace that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cast and will say upon the people of Jannah, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al jannah, will be the approximate words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use. And this is the word from Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the Rabb, who is the Sustainer and Rahim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind. In certain ahadith, a follow up of this is, it is then that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, is there anything more that you require? And they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is nothing more that we will require. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the declaration that now you have my rada, now you have my pleasure forever and ever, and I will never ever be displeased with you. And then that in actual fact will be the culmination of the ni'mats of Jannat, the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant these people. Some narrations have it that the nur that they will begin to perceive and see, that nur will remain upon them and in their homes of Jannat, and that nur will increase and increase and continue to increase. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes back to the mujrimun, to those who have sinned, those who are guilty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that separate yourselves today, O mujrimun, O guilty ones, O sinners. In other words, when the hashar takes place, كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ, they will be like locusts that will be scattered. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then divide the sinners, the wrongdoers, the kuffar, from those who are believers. And again in certain narrations we find that those who have been pious, those who have been obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will further be divided according to their amal and their deeds. The wrongdoers will also be divided according to their deeds, their ill deeds. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have the people on the day of Qiyamah divided. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question the whole of mankind, that have I not made a covenant with you, O children of Adam alayhi salam? In other words, O all mankind, Allah ta'budu shaitan, that you do not worship shaitan. Not worshipping shaitan in the times that we are living, this has become a reality with Satanism, with people that indulge in acts, satanic acts, people who literally and physically worship shaitan. And besides that, the lower categories will be anyone that worships anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or worships anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also like worshipping shaitan, because they follow the dictates of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Certainly he is an open and a manifest enemy to you. وَأَنِعْبُدُونِي. And the ahad and the covenant was that you worship me, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the real actual fact is that these are the two paths, either the path of Rahman or the path of Shaitan. So let us try and keep on the path of Ar-Rahman. هذا صراط مستقيم. For certainly this is the صراط مستقيم. This is the straight path that we worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we remain obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. Certainly Shaitan had deviated people in magnitudes, in great abundance. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. O mankind, do you not understand? Do you not have the wisdom to understand that these are two opposite paths? One is the path towards Allah, the path to Jannat and everlasting success, and one is the path of Shaitan, the path of Jahannam and everlasting doom. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.